Let's go to the book, which I have handy. And if you just want to, I'd love it if you could read that first poem now. You have the copy there? There.
Yeah.
Page 187.
Yeah, I see. I'm up to Jeremy. I've been reading through it now.
I see. Before we get into your reading your poem, you've been reading this on the toilet. So it's toilet reading. So that's.
It's perfect for this kind of anthology. You know, I could just do like one author a day.
Well, you're keeping regular. That's good.
Yeah, I am good.
So
contributing to my well-being.
Then we hope so.
Now the ice. Yeah. I'm happy to read this. This poem has these troubling little diagonal slashes in every line.
What's wrong with that?
People are puzzled by what they stand for, and I sent this poem to somebody else, and the editor sensibly made line breaks wherever those were, so the poem came out like 3 pages long instead of 1 page long. And they're not quite line breaks, but maybe if I read it, you'll hear whatever they are. This was from our trip to Glacier National Park about 5 years ago. Now the ice. Thousands drive here, participate in their vanishing. We fly, rent a car, take each other's pictures with photogenic, pale, greeny-blue lake, white water cascading down rock. On the mountain flank, small figures along the trail, pilgrims to a disappearance. The Americans, they will say, worshipped nature, worshipped money. A restless, practical nation so engaged in present business, they lived by burning their past, their future. At the Park Interpretive Center, the young ranger assures us it's not really glaciers. Their effects are all visitors want to see. Above the lake, remnant of a million winters, ice on rock, carved by ice with rock. 1908, George Bird Grinnell says to the president, protect these 150 magnificent glacial peaks from mining, development. Crown of the continent, says Grinnell. Bully, says TR. Says Great Northern Brochure, America's Alps. Visitors arrive by coal-burning locomotive, motorist tour in gasoline-powered automobile. Stay in Prince of Wales Hotel, built by a business buddy of William H. Taft. He got 160 acres, Blackfeet land at $25 per acre. We get tourism, reservation living, 27 diminished masses of ice. First week of August, up to our freezing knees, binoculars scanning the distant shore, white ribbons of water fall from the crags, splash against rock until thimbleberry, huckleberry. On the high slopes, mountain sheep, more pilgrims, soon grizzlies coming down for berries. To the ranger I say, I'll tell my granddaughters, come visit soon. Later might be too late. Yeah, he laughs. See 'em while they're hot. Water never so blue as the blues of their melting.
Now the question I have immediately after that is, the blues of their melting. Did that just occur to you in the moment, and was that a happy surprise that blues is also what we sing or play when we're depressed?
It was a late surprise. A lot of these poems sort of trickle in piece by piece. At first it said blue of their melting, and I thought, no, it's more blue than that. You know, it's the blue of the water, which is an astonishing blue. But the blue of the blues of losing ice, I mean, it's unimaginable. Look what we've done now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite a surprise.